Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
We are grateful to you, Jim Labreck, CMS Carbon Mitigation Specialist. He advised Governor Paul LePage back in the day. He's in Spacious Studio 7A. You arranged for us to talk with Evan Coleman of the Eagle Point Energy Plant in Orrington. We got to talk with him on Monday. Two quick questions for you before we go wherever you want to go. You had a chance to go to take a look at the site post-fire?
Oh, yes, I did.
How's it look?
Well, it didn't look any better than the flat tire I got on my motorcycle, leaving the yard. I got a nail stuck in it, a screw. I had a brand new tire. I didn't even have 100 miles on it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, anyway, so it was worth it. Yeah, they're going to be able to recover. Evan's an optimistic guy, and he just keeps barreling through. But I think this is going to continue to be an ongoing problem. This isn't like the last battery. Batteries usage continues to grow, and I think the only way you can address this is going to need to have a big deposit on batteries. That's one idea I have. Anybody else get any ideas, then take them on. But if you put a hefty deposit on batteries and you got a serial number on it, when you buy it you sign off on it, and somebody can turn that battery in and get some good money. I don't think it'll hit the I don't think as many will get in the landfill
or maybe landfill, even into the right. Energy recovery plant. So you've answered our second question already. We wondered how we, and Evan alluded to it in our conversation on Monday when we asked, if it's a battery again, what do we do?
Right. Yeah, so it's even if it wasn't, it's going to be again. You know, there's no way. I mean, batteries, you see, I watched a garbage truck in New York burning up, right? They had no way of putting the damn thing out. You know, they had to drive it out of town and let it burn, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have a fire department here in Maine someplace, can't remember where. Stacyville.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing that. So you have all kinds of battery fires, and so we just have to address the issue. It's new technology. It's going to take it develops new problems. You got to have new solutions. That's all there is to it.
I cannot immediately recall the name of the friend of the program, a kid I went to church with back in the day, had a house fire attached, traced to a lithium battery that shouldn't have been a problem. Big runaround from the insurance company. I hope Evan has an easier time dealing with the insurance to get that plant going again. He hinted maybe August to get that thing going.
Yeah, that's the second fire and setback. He's up against a really tough business, and I do want to say and make sure people understand, you know, these trashed energy plants have been subsidized by electric utility ratepayers, and I'm against that. If you want to subsidize these, it should be on the tipping fees, not on the electric fees. And that is what happens. You distort the market. If the tipping fees are higher, then it gives people more incentive to come in and compete and innovate and come up with better ways. But if you got to compete against somebody that's being subsidized by the electric users, electric ratepayers, then it takes away that incentive to come in and compete.
Jim Labreck, CMS, Carbon Mitigation Specialist, our tech advisor on energy. You wanted to talk about, here's a nice word, accountability of some sort. What are we talking about today?
Yeah, reducing costs. You know, accountability, affordability, reducing costs and all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of controversy over this. There's going to be a lot between now and November. And people say, we can't reduce electricity. We can't reduce the budget. We can't reduce DHS, you know. Yes, you can. And let me go through some of the things see if you guys agree with this. You can reduce costs by, one, increasing efficiencies.
Okay, we know that to be true.
Right.
We've seen that in our own homes and our own business operations.
Yep. Right. You can cut costs by cutting fraud.
From your lips to God's ears.
Right. Right. You can cut costs by cutting waste.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
You can cut cost by mandating accountability.
Isn't this everything that Laurel's going to talk about an hour from now on our program?
Well, I'm glad I'm on before her, so she hope she's got some good jokes to tell you. That, sorry, Laura.
No.
Laurel, I'm Laurel, sorry. I called Laura Bee the other day.
That's okay. She called you John. It's all right.
Yeah. Encouraging innovation that can cut costs, and scaling technology can cut costs. There's a lot of...
Okay, give me 30 seconds on scaling technology. What do you mean scaling technology?
Well,
like scaling a fish? What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, well, you have, well, let's look at technology in the economic arena of our life. You can buy a pack of gum nearly anywhere in the world, and instantaneously, while you buy it, look on your phone and watch, pay it with a credit card or a debit card, and watch those transactions happen right there in real time.
True that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Look at what we went through with without the proper technology, just this 10 days to listen to to find out what the vote is. You should be able to get that within a seconds after 8 o'clock. Okay? 8:01, you should have had everything done and posted everywhere, right? You can do those kinds of things. The Division of Motor Vehicles, you got to wait in a big waiting room for hours, or DHS, or look at DHS. They just don't know how to innovate. They tried spending millions and millions of dollars on computers. They had no idea what they were doing, but you have to be able to automate the stuff. So that's what I mean by scaling technology. So the other thing you have to do is you need to have a leader that is a strong leader that can change the organizational culture to make of the state in order to make all of these kinds of things happen. And it takes a while to start showing that to the public, where you can start accumulating and achieving some public trust. There's just a complete lack of trust in the system, and that's tough for anybody coming in right now. And then with that, then you can start... You have to change the culture. For instance, we can't have, you know, a Phil Bartlett, who was the chairman of the Democratic Party, now chairman of the PUC, that's pushed all the stuff. Our public advocate, Heather Sanborn, she voted for every one of these bad bills that have cost and raised our cost and caused the state a lot of harm. And now she's in there trying to defend those particular bills. She isn't going to turn against her party and her votes of the past and so forth. So let's talk about what years of the Democratic leadership has brought to us. We basically got into a situation of legalized plunder, you know, forced into intentional
hang on a second. That was so beautiful. Did you just say legalize plunder?
Right.
Like,
arg.
Like,
love it.
Like pirates plunder, right. Legalized plunder.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it is. We're forced by law into intentional taking. You know, look at the net energy billing, right? That was an unconstitutional law, and that is intentional taking. They said, I'm going to take this money from these people, and even though it's against the law, what we did, and we want that money, we're going to get it. We got basically, it's sort of a form of taxpayer shakedown. Voters are being forced, you know, by law to pay for a lot of these failures. You know, we have no choice. You know, if you take all these energy bills, 400 of them, that's increased our costs. But that is all done because we got a whole number of silos in government that I believe are bureaucratic, consist of their own little bureaucratic cartel.
They're strongholds, aren't they?
They're self-serving monopolies. So, you know, the biggest monopolies we have is these silos within government. So, you know, you got the Seth Berry and the Rick Bennett's and so forth all trying to say it's the monopolies of the utility companies. Well, they're supposed to be governed by you know, by a body that's worked extremely well until Democrats have taken over and just said, you know, bypass that whole process and just keep.
You don't have to hold back. You can say it. You say it all the time on the program. They're saying what? Screw you. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Bring it in for a landing because we're up against the clock
man,
now.
Again already?
Captain LeBrec.
So anyways, we have, we got to have ironclad audits, and that's where accountability comes in. You know, we got to have really aggressive, unyielding inspections. There's just so much that has to be done. This isn't just a matter of going down and looking at the document and say, okay, cut here, cut 10% here. You save money by doing all these things.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.